Here's where you can see the next lunar eclipse in America. Unfortunately, those on the American mainland won't be able to watch this year. By Katie Lang. The longest total lunar eclipse of the 21st century will take place for roughly 4 hours tomorrow, July 27th, but not everyone will be able to see the spectacular view. This lunar eclipse, often called a blood moon because of the reddish hue that the moon appears to take on as it moves through the shadow of the Earth, will be visible to most places around the world, particularly the Middle East, Africa, Southern Asia, and the Indian Ocean region, but won't be seen in North America. For North American residents suffering from an acute case of lunar eclipse FOMO, that is, fear of missing out on this stunning visual phenomenon, there's no need to fret. It'll be a mere 6 months until North Americans will be able to view a lunar eclipse of their own on January 21st, 2019. This lunar eclipse is especially interesting because it will be a supermoon, which means that the moon will be the closest to the Earth as it can get during its orbit, essentially giving eager lunar observers two astronomical phenomena in one sitting, according to NASA planetary scientist Rick Elphick, who is the project scientist for the Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer at the NASA Ames Research Center. Having a supermoon lunar eclipse is relatively rare. It's usually years before lunar eclipses that have supermoons in them, Elphick told Time. We just happen to be in a seasonal cycle where last year there was one, and then this year there is one, and I don't think there will be another supermoon eclipse for a while. Until then, you can watch the July 27th lunar eclipse via livestream and prep for the January 21st supermoon lunar eclipse by reading up on supermoons here. One thing you won't have to do to prepare, however, is to stock up on eclipse glasses before the big day. Unlike solar eclipses, it's completely safe to view with the naked eye, although Elphick prefers binoculars. The best viewing is with binoculars. Telescopes can be useful, but overpowering. If you're using a telescope, you get a close-up view of the moon, but it's really a much more dramatic thing to see against the night sky with binoculars. That's your best bet.